Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I finally did it. Ripe old age of 30. I finally ate so much I made myself sick. It happened.
Like a
Stephen
child.
Say like a child. Like an actual child. And I knew when I was eating, I was like, oh, I'm gonna be sick. And like, you know, I was like, oh, I'm eating so much here, I'm gonna be sick. And it happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even a drunk sick, it was a lumpy one.
No.
I actually remember Jared telling me a story about his brother after eating so much he got sick.
Oh, really? Right.
He was driving his car.
Oh, no.
At the time. So he was going around the corner and he just got sick off.
For himself.
It's the funniest story I've ever heard. The way he told it.
No, so mine was a slow burner. Mine was like, went upstairs, went to bed. I was like, I'm so indigested. And Tom was just like, yeah, whatever. And I woke up like an hour after falling asleep and I had to bolt.
Oh, so you didn't get sick in your sleep this time?
No, not this time. I actually had to bolt.
Oh god.
Yeah, but I had time to like take out my braces the whole like had a bit of time. Chose my bathroom.
Right, let's do this.
Chose my bathroom. I was like, no, I'm not going to go for the main one. I'll go into Ray's ensuite. Like,
for fuck's sake.
Set myself up.
Nice little.
Lit a candle.
These stories make me fucking. Ah, oh, stop. They're brilliant. Having a little Christmas puke.
Yeah. Just have a little vomit. Can't handle myself.
It's like. It's just like a child after a birthday party or something. Hello, welcome to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And you're very welcome along to the last episode of 2020.
Yeah, this is it now. Fucking hell, don't know how we got through it.
That shit show. That was 2020.
Yeah, and you know, again, the Irish government made sure that this wasn't going to happen, but I still don't know if it's gone into people's heads. Like, nothing's changed in 2021.
No. I mean, the vaccine is nigh.
Yeah, but I just read something earlier and like in, no, we can't really compare. In Israel, they're vaccinating like 150,000 people a day.
What?
And we're doing 30.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and then second day we might do 45.
Oh, it was like, yes. Did you see, it was on RTE News one of the nights and they showed the footage of a van opening and it was two tiny little boxes.
I know. And everyone, I saw someone on Twitter being like, I've ordered bigger Chinese's.
Yeah. Oh, stop. They only have like six of those freezers, is it?
Yeah. But again, like, I just had this conversation earlier. Like, we knew this was happening. Yeah. We had quite literally a near full year to prepare. We're like, where are we going to store them? How are we going to do this? What? Hold on. We have it here. So what are we going to do?
I know. And like, actually, my mum, and I'm always slagging her for being really pessimistic. Like, she's flat out on the Claireborn. She's always...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's just... And then this happened, and then the cases, and then how did you do it? I'm just like, fucking hell. She's like the COVID inspector in Argaff.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But she did turn around when this whole thing came out with the vaccines, and she was just like... I wonder how they're gonna fuck it up. They'll fuck it out some way.
Yeah, they will.
In fairness, but I was just like, why you gotta be so negative?
I think it was the shock of this lockdown. I think that's what really kind of people were like, oh. Like,
it was very sudden. Lockdown 3.0.
I know, it's gonna get weird. Like, they haven't, I just don't even fucking know at this point. It's so difficult, isn't it? Because it was like, Neffet said this was going to happen. There was an article written on the 19th of October being like, if we don't go into a 6-week hard lockdown right now, cases will rise above 900 by the week of Christmas. And what happened? That exact... It's real weird. It's almost like the doctors knew. It's almost like the experts.
What?
I know. It's almost like they knew. And the government were like, but the economy, we need people to buy and eat and do whatever. Lol.
You can see both. I can see both sides. I know, like... See, I find it funny when you have the expert commenters on Facebook and they're just like, so I can't go into my man's gaff, but I can meet up in it, but it's like, I can't do this, but I can do that. And it's like, yeah, but the whole point of it is to have some things open to keep the economy going.
Yeah.
It's not that one is safer than the other. Like, this is what people are thinking. That the government are saying, oh yeah, no, it's safe to go to a swimming pool.
Oh, they're taking it away too literally. Yeah,
it's not. It's not that. It's to try and keep the country afloat.
I think what really fucked people off this time, though, was the fact that they're keeping non-essential retail open. It was like, all you're going to do, like, see Blanchard's Town Centre tomorrow.
It's literally just hospitality. Like, that's it.
God bless you. Hotels aren't even supposed to open.
But it's the... Wasn't there... There was some report, and I don't know where it came from. It wasn't government or Neffet or anything like that, but it was a report that had come out that there was only like 27 cases reported from contact tracing in restaurants throughout the whole year.
Oh my God.
Whereas you have the likes of crowded shopping centres and...
Skills.
Skills are the biggest one. And I'm afraid to say it. I'm not talking about it on my Instagram because I know I will be lynched from the non-believers. And
shun the non-believers.
Shun the non-believers. And I just, I don't have the time to be getting into a debate. I have me, like, me opinions on it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just like, no, I'm that's not my job. That's not me. I'm not going to.
Yeah, you're not really.
I'm just staying. I'm just here to fucking enjoy myself.
I'm just here. GC, stop. I'm not getting involved.
Yeah.
No, I do get. Look, again, these are my opinions. A lot of them are based on research and fact, but I just think we're at the fucking edge of glory here, aren't we? I don't know what. I didn't anticipate this Christmas was going to be a cracker anyway.
No. It was a good excuse to stay in the pajamas, though.
Yeah, and look,
enjoyed that.
Loads of people were like, oh, this has been, and a lot of people did, and this is what was funny, because like, looking at a lot of listener suggestions for like best and worst, they're so
grateful for their family time.
Yeah, but they're also so kind of like conflicting, like, you know, some of them are like, oh, this, and then others are like, oh, no, that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Now, I will say, usually on Christmas we would have dinner with my mum's, and then we go over to the family in Keulock.
Yeah.
And every year it's kind of like, my mum and dad have always wondered what a Christmas at home would look like without going over, you know, because my granddad passed away a couple of years ago and he was the reason we would have gone over, but he wanted, like he said,
to keep it going.
He still wanted us to have a hoolie at Christmas or whatever, and my dad was kind of going, oh,
dad, am I arsed,
like, am I I'm the granddad now, like, should I be staying home, do you know, like, should we or shouldn't we go over. It's been a big debate since my granddad passed away.
Yeah.
And then this year we kind of realised, oh no, it is nice to go over. Whereas they always wondered, and they were like, oh, I'd love to stay at home, stuffed after me dinner, oh, going over here to this madness. But that's what makes Christmas.
It's the routine that you miss.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. And it's not, we're not saying that like the family over there are like playing the bollock. They're absolutely not. It's just, it does be intense. It does be a lot. You need to be wrecked by the end of it because there's so many kids running around.
Yeah, and you're just like,
all this sort of crack. But it was severely missed.
It's the routine that you miss. We always go to my aunt's, and this year she was kind of like, I just can't keep it safe for all of us. Like, she's still got kids in school, and she was just like, I just can't, like, not with Ray being high risk. So we were like, so we last minute, like 4 days beforehand, had to make the decision that me and Tom were going to cook.
Yeah.
I'd never do it again.
No?
I would never do it again.
Really?
Oh my God, it was the worst.
Was it?
There's just, it's so much. And there was only four of us. It's just, it's so fucking much. Like, it's so much. It's just, there's a lot to do. Like, we got up and started peeling spuds.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Mm.
Which is not really the crack. And then,
did you do that the night before?
No.
Oh, that's what most people do, Carly.
No, sorry. We prepped as much. We did the ham. But yeah, the potatoes, we weren't sure if they were going to last. This is what I mean. It was their first time having to cut, and there was just, there were so many moving parts, and like, oh, it was just honestly like, it was just fucking shit. But it's done and it's over. Hmm. And like the whole time I was there, I was like, this is legitimately, and it was one of those things, like every year my sister was like, oh, I'd love to just stay home because we're always so fucking stuffed. And my aunt lives out in Murtoch, and it was just like, oh God, like this is like, it's a lot. And then every Christmas night I go over to my best friend's family. They live like around the corner and they have a great big party. And we couldn't do that this year either. So it was literally, I think I went on 3 walks just to get out of the house.
I was literally,
I was just literally, I walked to the garage. Like I walked to a shop and everything was like, do you have cigarettes?
You're back on the smokes.
Back on the smokes. So I can't do this. Like, I cannot fucking do this.
The fourth prospect of another lockdown. Get the smokes.
Literally. That was me. I know. It was
you're
like,
not spending
best,
your money on that note.
No, but best and worst part of 2020. Like, I haven't smoked since I was 19 years of age. And this year, back on the fags.
Yeah. Ah, they're going to escape. They're going
to
escape.
It's a break for me. That's all. I'm literally like, this is something to do. This is something to break up my days, because there's actually fuck all else I can do. Like, there's nothing. There's just actually nothing now at the moment. It's traumatizing.
So, the big question, what was the best of 2020 for you?
See, I tried to pick something from COVID, but I really couldn't. It's a weird one. I feel like I felt my age the first time this year.
Right.
But I feel like I had phases of this year. I went from like who I was in January to April, and then the summer, and now from around, it's weird. It was like my year was broken up into like three parts.
Okay.
It was like living as normal and trying to adapt, then surviving, and then putting my head down and focusing.
Yeah.
Was like the last, from like September to December, was when I really kicked off. Like,
right, that's when you adapted.
That's when I had actually adapted, and that's when I was like, right, I'm actually, because I don't know about everybody else. I think we're in such a weird generation. We're in such a weird, like, I still feel 20, but this, and it's a real battle for me in my head, because like I don't have any plans to get married. I don't have any plans to have kids. The house is just not happening. Like, there's a lot of things that are just like not really kicking off. So I feel like I've kind of been the same person. Well, not the same person, obviously, but I've been kind of in this weird stage.
Like, you haven't really accomplished much.
Yeah.
But it's out of your control.
But it's out of my control. But then in the same time, I'm like, I've accomplished so much more than I ever thought I would.
Yeah. Oh, but that's good.
You know, it's such a, I don't know, it's such a weird, it was such a fucking weird year. Such a weird year. But I think, and I was really trying to pick something from COVID, but it didn't. I think the best part, and just like looking back, and I don't know if it's just more like, we were in Amsterdam when COVID started kicking off.
Oh yeah.
So that was start of Feb, end of Jan, start of Feb, and we were kind of talking about it. And I remember we were in the airport and I was like, this is mad weird, like,
yeah,
that people are talking about this kind of thing. But Amsterdam was just such a fucking good trip.
Yeah, yeah, you really liked it, didn't you?
It was just, I get, like, I do understand now. I think it was the most, one of the most crack that me and Tom have ever had on a trip, like on a weekend trip, because a lot of the times I get quite anxious, like when you're going to a new city and you're trying to do all the things and you're trying to do whatever else like that. But we had just gotten it so right. We got the accommodation right. We got in the flight. Just everything went well.
Yeah.
You know, like everything just went really well.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to pick that because I was like, it's just so easy to be like, not a lot of people got on trips. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Or were able to go away or any of that kind of crack. And I'm like, no, I don't care. It's still the best part.
Good.
Do you know, what about you?
Best, like you say, I'm not, I suppose, getting the deposit together for the house.
Yeah, that was a,
because I didn't think,
you didn't know where you were going to sit. You were like, this might take us 18 months, this could take us 2 years, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
We just made the decision to double the amount we were saving, and like that.
I told you, you can really, my friend said that to me, because she literally bought a house within eight months. Like, she turned it out, like, deposit, everything, decision, mad, all that other kind of cracks, spun it out. And she was like, you'd be fucking surprised how much you can kind of get done. But there's, I feel like it's the opposite. We've been ready now since March last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And nothing's happened. And it's just gone tits up. So now I'm just kind of like, I'm in this phase where I'm like, do I even want a gaff?
Yeah.
I might just move country.
Yeah.
Fully, I'm just like, I don't even know. Worst part.
It would have to be the living situation at the moment, because I feel like that's what stressed me out the most. Like, I get, I like, the day job that I'm in, I'm grateful for it, but it's not what I want to be doing. But it's where I felt the least amount of stress. Like, I kind of look forward to going into work because it gets me out of the house. Yeah. And it gets me out. I just feel like I can't, there's just no, I don't get a minute. I'm, like, just on my own. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
there's absolutely Ever. No alone time. I nearly feel like a single parent most of the time because me and Adam aren't living together. And it's just a lot in the house when you have so many people living together. Do you know what I mean? So, it's just...
One of my dad's friends said this to me. It was like, it's adults in a house.
That's it.
Any more than two adults in a house, it's too much. And it's like, it's the difference. Because I was like, how did I find this fine? And I was like... 21 and 23 and like whatever else like that. It was like, because you spent most of your time out with your mates and then up in your room. Do you know, you were alone.
Yeah.
Whether it's like putting four adults into a house, it doesn't matter how fucking big the house is, it doesn't matter how small the fucking gap is.
Because you use more of the house.
You use more of the house and there's more, like, you require more of the house.
Yeah.
And I think for your own headspace and stuff like that, like, traumatising.
Yeah.
Traumatising being this age and living at home. It is. I do totally get it. I've said this 1,000 times before, but you pay your rent and your mental health.
Yeah.
You literally do. That's where you pay your rent, out of your brain.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, I still, like, hand up money, do you know what I mean? It's just, like, it was just a lot. I found that to be the thing that made me break down the most.
Mm.
And I've had a lot of breakdowns this year. But just inwards, like, nobody would know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
Sometimes you just need a good cry, and that's been a lot this year.
You have dealt with a bit of postnatal, though.
Like, nothing's been diagnosed, but I absolutely wouldn't be surprised.
You weren't if, you. Like,
somebody told me, well, this is actually what you went through, and it was quite severe.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was really, like, and it's really weird because you are generally the more positive of the two.
I'm not saying this to brag or rubbing at anyone's faces or anything like that, but I'm very fucking fortunate that I don't suffer with my mental health. So this year was a real eye opener. Like,
welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to the breakdown.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
And what a club it is.
Fucking hell. Yeah, no, it's not. Jesus, I have the utmost sympathy for anybody, like, struggling.
Spiralling.
Really do.
Yeah.
It's because I still wasn't that bad, but it was just...
You just weren't you, though.
It was just bleak.
Yeah, it is. And it's such a... I can totally see why 2020 is such a tipper. And and that was another thing. On Christmas Day, I was like, you've more than most. And I was like, in my head, I was like, you have more than most. You should be so grateful right now. You have your family. Why do I hate it?
Yeah, I know.
There's bad times when Dee was trying to scarp her. Like, she was like, I'm getting out of here. Fuck this.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, oh, no. God bless. And normally my mum would, like, try and hang on, like, bitter end or kind of thing. She'd be like, I'm going to keep, you know, I'm going to hang on.
I'm going to do it for the fam.
Yeah, and she was like, peace. Like, she was even like, deuces. Just get me out of this fucking, like, this is the worst. Like,
the atmosphere and stuff.
Yeah, and I do totally understand it. Like, I have a lot to do with how the energy runs. So if I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
Nobody tends to feel it.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I do have to own a bit more. It's been said to me a few times this year, but I do understand it. It pisses me off and it frustrates me, but I do get it.
Okay.
And it's been said to me, I can be a radiator, I can be a drain.
Okay, right.
It's up to me what way I choose.
You're the furnace of the house, eh?
Yeah, literally. It's up to me how I choose to be. And I do understand it, but fuck me. It was just this year, lads.
I feel like this year, the two of us, and a lot of people actually... kind of became nearly closet hippies in that the whole spiritual thing surface as well.
I'm such an energy bunny. Like, I'm literally like manifesting all this other kind of crack. I'm getting really into birth charts. I'm doing a lot of that kind of crack, but I quite enjoy it.
So do I.
It's like a little hobby. It's like, that's what I mean. I'm like, ooh, my little spiritual hobby.
Yeah.
I feel so much more positive.
I'm just saying, lads, I bought crystals.
I know. That's a big one for you.
I wear them in my bra.
I know. She showed me, but I'm not out of touch.
Not out of touch because, your furnace.
You wouldn't want to absorb this energy.
I got a Himalayan salt lamp for Christmas.
I have one. They're fantastic.
Yeah. So I've only put it on like twice because it's very bright and I share a room with a 1-year-old who can be very easily distracted. So
I can't
use it as a light. A nightlight. It's too bright as a
Is it too? Really?
Yeah.
Is yours very big?
No, it's only a small one.
Really? And it's too bright. I suppose nightlights are literally like...
They're very dim. Yeah.
They're a beam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like one bare beam. Yeah. That's gas now. I didn't know that. Yeah, I have two purifiers and two Himalayan salt lamps.
Did you ever lick your salt lamp?
No, did you? You big fucking weirdo.
It was the first thing I did and I took it out of plastic.
How did you taste?
Me and my nephew had a little lick. Yeah, no, it's salty.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'd say that with the salt.
Although, they're like, they're doing the rounds because I even, like, they're on sale everywhere, obviously.
They're on sale.
They're on sale everywhere. And one of my colleagues was saying, because we got them in again as well this year, and he was like, Jesus, sure, they'd be good. They could be from Macquarie and Navan. Like, you just...
Very true.
Do you know what I mean? How much, like, can you really get out of a mountain?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's very true.
Like, if you think about the amount of Himalayan salt, it's probably dead fake. But sure, look, it's all in the head.
That's what I mean. Anything to make you feel better.
That's it.
Anything to make you feel better.
We need to do an episode. I think we will.
Things that made you feel better.
New Year about, no, spiritual.
Oh, yeah. Awakening. Bits. Yeah.
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 I think we might get Lynn on for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It just makes me feel like it's actually helped me. And people are going to be like, you're such a fucking mad thing. But even looking at my birth chart has helped me communicate a lot better.
Has it, yeah?
Yeah, because even like my Mars is in Aries.
Mm.
So it's like my energy is quite combative.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Because you're scrapping everyone.
Because I fight. No, no, but it makes sense as to why. Like, I was like, my, like, so for anybody who's into, for anybody who doesn't know, like, Mars is essentially, Mars is, like, you're kind of like, not your anger planet, but it's like your planet of like how it's like your, so my Mars is in Mars essentially. So Aries is, Mars is the Greek, or sorry, is the Roman word for Aries.
Okay.
Like the god Mars is, you know, that Aries is the god. Aries is the Greek god. Mars is renamed in Roman, you know, the way they changed that. Okay. So my, my war is in war.
Oh, yeah,
because so it's like, and that makes so much, but I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense as to like how I communicate, you get me? Because I'm like, of course, it's like my energy is intuitive, but it comes across as combative to other people.
Okay.
Do you get me? And I was like, that actually helps me a lot more in how I like absorb things. Like even in work, it's helped me a lot more. I've kind of sat back a little bit and been like, right, instead of saying everything on your mind, how about you just filter that through now
and
be peaceful and say things that are going to help you
actually change
the situation rather than just adding
a little
bit of a dig.
I get you, she loves to add a dig. I must get you to show me how you read your birth sign or birth chart, because I'd like to.
I know, and I got really, I did get into it from your one on TikTok a lot, but a lot of things do make a lot more sense. And it is, it's funny because it's like, you can kind of go off these things. And all it does, like at the end of the day, if you're not into astrology, I mean, cool, because astrology is science, but cool, whatever you're into. It's not horoscopes. There is a difference. We talked about this before. Yeah. But it is interesting that like when you look at these things, it is all just about like you, yourself, and how to like build yourself and how to develop yourself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what it comes down to.
It's all about self-care and self-love, which I used to think was bollocks. Like when anybody was like going on about self-love, and I used to think, oh, they're just throwing a face mask on. It's not like that at all though.
No, it's about like actually having to like realise things about yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what, that was such a, like that, I'm not joking,
that was a big epiphany for me.
Was a massive epiphany for me. Yeah. And even just like the little things being like, oh, that makes so much more sense. Because it used to really frustrate me. I'd be like, I don't understand why I'm being interpreted a certain way when it's not the way that it's meant. Mm. And like now I'm like, oh, that makes a lot more sense, because like there's one thing that I hate, and that's women being called aggressive, because I feel like women get called aggressive when men are called assertive constantly.
Yeah,
it's just one of these bullshit misogyny things.
You can't talk your mind without,
you can't speak your mind without being like, oh, you're a troublemaker. Whether it's if a lad does it, you're like, yeah, oh thank god you fucking took over that meeting. You know,
perfect examples all over the shop, like even when female comedians say stuff and then there's war, like
absolute fucking war,
and then men say it and nobody bats an eyelid.
No. Exactly. So so it's just, it is those kind of things. But I think realizing, this has been the year of realizing stuff.
Realization. Not everybody's on board. I'm glad I am.
No, and I think it's funny because when it's coming, we'll probably get into it more in some of the other podcasts that we have coming up, because we do have a good roster coming up, Bruce. But it was one of the things that I feel like this situation and the fact that like everyone's been affected. There's not been one person that hasn't been affected. It doesn't matter, even if you're the wealthiest of people, you've still been affected, which is something that never happens, really.
No, that's true.
Never, ever happens. Like all different classes, all different social structures, every single person has been affected. But what I have noticed is like how much meaner people have been, how much more hateful the internet have been, but then also how like people who have actually want to improve themselves
have been able to
and it's funny because I'm like, okay, so what way are you going to like manifest that energy? Are you going to actually be that person, or are you going to be the person that you want to be? And it's funny kind of looking at development and how, especially with like internet and internet trolling, because I feel like it really peaked this year. But that is because people are looking for an outlet, and all our outlets were essentially taken away. And it's gas to see how much worse it got, because that was an outlet for a lot of people. Absolutely wrong place, wrong time, wrong outlet. But I can see, I'm not excusing it, but I can see why it happened.
It got worse.
I can see why it happened. It's not this kind of thing where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, what the fuck is going on? No, I totally get it. Because when things, when you're not happy in yourself, you do.
I noticed that. Yeah, definitely. I used to go looking for gossip and stuff like that. But it was like that when I stopped and I kind of looked back, I was like, Jesus, that's how I used to fill me time. Oh, I was actually, I think I was fucking depressed.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. And it
you
is.
You just want to kind of tear someone, like, not sort of tear someone else out, but kind of thrive off, like, somebody else's fame.
Thrive off somebody else's downfall, because it takes your mind off it a little bit, doesn't it? It takes your mind off your shit.
It makes you feel
shit.
Better about yourself, yeah.
Well, it takes, like, a lot of the times if you're having a, you're bound to feel sorry for yourself at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody
I'm does. Sure, like me and you are literally, leave it at home when people don't have homes. Do you know what I mean? And that, it can be like, look, your problems are your problems or whatever else like that. But it is funny to kind of see like what people actually did and did in a positive way versus say like the trolling, how much worse internet forums got, how much worse all that kind of crap got. And I'm like, there is literally, and it's not a realisation that people that use those forums will ever understand or ever come to understand. Well, hopefully. I hope they will in years.
Yeah, I
do hope they will in years. I think people hit different peaks of maturity.
That's it, yeah.
And I think that that outlet hasn't been there for a lot of people. So when they first find it, it's like, it's great.
Yeah.
And I also think it's very easy to kind of partake in a circus that you'll never be, like you're never going to be a part of. Do you get me? It's very easy to be a spectator.
I was only thinking that the other day. I was like, because I was reading a, it was just a thread on, like it was somebody, they were talking about a certain online like personality or whatever, and I was going, Jesus Christ, these people who are literally tearing this person apart for something that wasn't even that bad, it's like they'll never know what it's like to have a following.
No, exactly. It's
they'll
so easy
never
it's so,
know.
I've said this before, it's so like it is so easy to be to get involved in something that you'll never be part of, to have an opinion on something that you'll never be in the community of or ever have to deal with yourself. It's very easy to do that. Just like when people, you know, not slag celebrities, because I think on a global platform it is a bit bigger.
But now, what I will say though, there is a difference, because I've seen this this argument time and time again. It's like,
you put yourself out there.
You put yourself out there, and then it's like, because, you know, people say on the likes of the Facebook group that talk about bloggers and stuff, there are people who will come on and be like, oh, Jesus Christ, just unfollow them. Oh, they're just a normal person. And then you'll get somebody else arguing with them going, yeah, but they put themselves out there. So, like, you've no problem slagging fucking, like, Chris Hemsworth or, like, a big celebrity or whatever. And, like, nobody bats an eyelid when you do that. But when it comes to bloggers, then it's all. But at the same time, in the same sentence, if you don't like a celebrity or a musician, you don't follow them. But if you don't like a blogger or an Instagrammer, you still follow them.
Yeah, and you still have to let everybody know that you do.
Exactly, and you have to give out your opinion. Whereas, say, for the I do not like Sam Smith's music. I do not follow them.
Yeah.
But if somebody does not like me, they'll probably still follow me just to see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Just to talk about me, just as an example. Like, do you know what I mean? So there is a difference. You can't say, you can't compare one to the other.
No, I know, and I think it's a difference of
and
like
you know that they're a normal person. That's the thing about it, and that's why people thrive I think, so much on just gossiping about them, because it's like, yeah, these are real. I could walk into this person.
It's the locality, isn't it? It's that kind of, and I don't know why we're so fascinated about it, especially in this. Now, I know the UK is bad, but in this country, like, fuck me, we are rampant for it. And I don't know what it is. But I do know what it is. It's a lot to do with the church and misogyny and all that other kind of crack. But like, and that is, you know, something that I think we're miles away from. But it is, and I do genuinely feel, look, you know, reading forums and reading threads, and especially about yourself and looking for gossip about yourself, it's the same as fucking like going through your boyfriend's phone sometimes. It's a form of self-harm.
It is, yeah.
Like, if you know that you're going to find, like, you don't go into your boyfriend's phone, go into the search bar and type in your name.
No,
unless you're going to see every, and then unless you want to see every fucking text that he's ever written about you. You weren't supposed to see them.
Yeah.
Things aren't for you.
They're
for a reason.
For you, yeah.
They're not for you. Like, he's allowed to vent to his man or vent to his sister or do whatever. Do you know what I mean? Or he's allowed to talk to his mates or whatever along those lines. And if you think he's ripping you off, different problem. But
yeah,
I think that, yeah, I think, but so many more things have become. At the start of the year, I was a certain way towards things, never liked it, but now I'm really kind of developing this. I'm like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
So at what point are you gonna cop on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at what point are you gonna like accept that energy? For instance, what happened with Claire?
Yeah,
Claire Balding, who's been on our podcast before, if you don't follow her, she made a joke about Ryan Tuberty that a male comedian made 3 days later. Claire was harassed off the internet and he had absolutely no repercussions.
Yeah.
And I think that is just,
no, it's wrong. Yeah.
It's the epitome of where we're at.
And I wouldn't mind. Well, I don't stand up for, like, what was said or whatever. I don't think, like, it was a joke and it's rehashed every single year. I don't, like,
no, that's what I mean. I'm not defending the joke. Yeah, exactly. I think that, like, and I think Claire, I said this to Claire myself, like, probably one you should have kept to yourself.
Yeah.
Probably one you should have kept to the group chats. But at the same time, a joke's a joke.
A joke's a joke. So it's rehashed every year and her one expired after 24 hours. The one that was made by the male comedian 3 days later is up until podcast exists.
Yeah,
like,
so with
nobody batted an eyelid,
not a tinkle, not a fucking thing said,
no,
not a dicky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just goes to show, and it was the same with, we did a podcast with It Girls on cancel culture.
Yeah,
and they just recently went through their fifth cancelling total, third of the year.
Okay.
I think it was the third or the fourth of the year.
Right.
I can't remember. And
because I think that was very taken out of context the way that.
Oh yeah, well, it was at the end of the day, and it was funny because I was chatting with Jenny, and look, the girls are my friends, so if you have an opinion about it, I have a different opinion about it. I have an opinion of what happened, and I have an opinion of my mates. Do you know what I mean? So it's always going to be, mm-hmm, there's always going to be, like, I can't be outside of it because the girls are our friends. Do you know what I mean? You can't really be like, as an, like, I'm going to think a certain way because unbiased. I know them.
Yeah.
I can't be unbiased and I know the girls and I know their intent and all that other kind of crack. And, but it is funny. I'm like, and it was something that Jenny said. Jenny was like, everyone is going to have their moment. If you've any kind of fucking following, you're going to have your moment.
Yeah,
so it's up to you to kind of like how you react to other people's.
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful.
Yeah.
And I was like, it is so true. I'm like, if you're any, in this country, if you've any kind of platform at all, you will have your moment. Someone will take offense.
Yeah.
I ripped Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday party outfit out of it.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I thought the whole thing was a gas setup that she got everybody to, and that whole thing was an absolute gas setup, but still people were in my DMs like trying to fight me. I was like, you're just trying to fight me to fight me. You don't actually care about Kim. Kim doesn't know you exist. She doesn't know I exist.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying anything bad about her. I'm ripping her outfit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like this kind of thing where it's like, I'm not gonna engage with you when you're not here to have a proper, you're not here to have an intelligent conversation. You're here to fucking try and push an opinion on me that you decide that you have of me. Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's kind of like the difference of like how this year, I think, has changed a lot of, you could find fault in anything. I could whip little segments out of our podcast and make it out to be something that it's not.
No, definitely, yeah.
And I'm sure at some point someone will.
But as well, sometimes when you're talking on a podcast and you're trying to, you're like,
it's conversational.
It's so fast, the conversation, as well, that you might forget. It might be later on, like with anything in real life, or when you're having a real life conversation and you're in bed at 12 o'clock and you're like, oh, maybe I should have said that to kind of honing it, because their whole thing was that they were more so slagging the fellas putting up their mustache pics and concentrating on that rather than the meaning behind Movember.
Well, I think as well, it was funny, they posted that video, didn't they, of this lad who was like, oh hi, yeah, just me, yeah, do Movember, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was like this, he'd done like a funny skit.
A skit that you would do.
A skit that like any of the, like if, again, if I saw Emma Doran put it up, Tony Campbell, any of like Killian Sunderland, like I'd be like, oh, there's a funny skit.
Yeah.
About Movember and the mustaches. But I feel like it was just, and it was 2 weeks after the podcast had gone, I don't know. It was just, it was all a bit too fucking convenient for me.
Because
again, as I said, and I'm sure it will be done, I'm sure it has been done, and I'm sure it can be done. You could take 10 seconds out of this.
Yeah.
You could take a minute out of this, or you could take whatever. You could put a clip of something that I said in January and match it with a clip of something that I said in October. Podcasts are conversational, especially It Gals podcast. It is conversational. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And you could marry our two clips together.
Yeah.
And like, our listeners will know that that's not what we meant. But somebody who doesn't listen to our podcast, doesn't subscribe to our podcast, doesn't subscribe to us as people, doesn't particularly enjoy us as people,
yeah,
or know us,
mm-hmm,
can decide what they want from it.
That's it, and it can do the rounds as well.
And it can do the rounds, and it can go out to a group of people that just don't care. And it was gas, because some of the people that I saw commenting on it, I was like, you don't listen to podcasts at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only that, you don't listen to podcasts at all, and you don't understand what's happening here.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was another lesson that I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's how you kind of weather through those things, and it's how you weather through those storms,
mm-hmm,
is what kind of makes you. And that's what I mean about, like, this year I kind of felt my age.
Because
there was all these little things and these little niggly bits that were just kind of kept getting fired at me. And I was like, okay, the only thing I can control right now is how I respond to this.
Yeah.
And exactly. That was, like, the only thing that I,
mm-hmm,
that I learned. Yeah. Well, one of the biggest things that I think that I learned from this year. And that was one of, I suppose that was probably one of my better moments, is, like, actually realising my own.
Yeah.
My own power. And how I react to things is legitimately how I'm going to get through everything.
Yeah. Well, you know? That's a good realisation, Carla.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I think that's nice. Yeah. We put out a box.
We did, yeah.
On what people's best and worst bits, personal or pop culture.
Whatever they want.
Bits. Yeah, whatever they wanted on 2020. Now, I put it up on my own Instagram, Jesus Christ. There's a lot.
Oh, is there?
We may not get through them all. But just a few little ones. A few little tickles. But let's first of all go to a break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This one here, she has a good bit to unpack. The worst was COVID, so she couldn't date this year, and RIP fungi.
Oh, fuck, yeah. What the hell? That was this year?
That was this year. And the best was Megxit and Biden winning. They're pretty good. Well, not worse, but that's a good...
Yeah, best. I suppose I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Like, the dating thing, I guess. Oh, my God. Shit show. And then I suppose, yeah, but that election, again, seems like it happened in 2006 at this point.
It was like November. It was last month.
I know.
Fucking Jesus.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just because we're just on our phones all the time or what. We're just consuming so much shit. Like, you know. Best, going off on a little holiday in Ireland over the summer was lovely. Got to visit loads of places that I hadn't been to before.
That is a nice one.
Gorge. Worst, trying to date.
It's
bad at the best of times, but my God, this year was a disaster. Lads, what were yous doing for sex?
I'd say Ann Summers delivery service.
I'd say Love Honey was fucking through the roof. Yeah. Like, I saw a sex shop actually put up a thing because, you know, Instagram are now trying to censor, like, any kind of like phallic shaped things, and they're kind of basically coming out now and being like, we're going to be totally like a safe for work kind of vibe. So it's very difficult for people like Shauna, who runs Sex Shuppa,
okay,
to
promote
their business.
Shit.
So yeah, if you're looking for sex toys, any of the kind of crack in the realm of sex positivity, have a look at Sex Shuppa. But yeah, I do feel bad for everybody who is single, because it's like, what are you?
It kind of feels like a whole year is wasted. Everybody's a year older.
Yeah,
they're wanting to.
But maybe let's find a positive.
There is a positive. I feel like people
able to refine what they want.
Yeah. And be a bit more like, learn to be. You know, like sometimes when you get out of a relationship and the first thing you want to do is rebound, and you don't really work on yourself.
Yeah, you don't. You're just doing stupid shit, like trying to put up drinks with the girls to show that you're out and about.
Exactly. Or get new hairdo wasted. Try and just show you living your best life just for revenge, but not really learning how to be kind of independent or just be you. Now, maybe I'm not giving people as much credit as they deserve, but I personally know that back when I was like, after breaking up with him, that's the way I reacted. Now, I was a lot younger, but I feel like that happens a lot. I can tell when somebody's actually been broken up.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, you can tell like a mile.
Yeah.
God
when
bless.
Somebody is grieving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Facebook says it all.
Yeah. Facebook and Instagram and fucking Instagram stories. Like, I don't know. And that's another thing about maturity. Like, I don't know who you think. I don't know who thinks. Like, me and Tom were talking about this before. He was like, if we broke up and I saw you rallying every fucking gaff out of it, I'd be like, that's for me.
That's for me.
Yeah. Like, this bitch did fuck all. And he'd be like, and I know for a fact as well, when you go out and you go rasher, you go silent, like you go quiet. He was like, if you ghosted, if you disappeared, that would be, I'd be like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
What is she at? Like,
remember that.
I know. Mystery is key.
Yeah.
Pop up less every so often. Less is more. Not you fucking taking photos and trying to get a random bloke's
showing
arm in it. In the
everything.
Background.
Yeah. Showing everything.
Yeah.
This one, somebody said the Dubs winning 6 in a row. Only good thing to happen. Can't relate. Not mad about GAA, but sure. Grand.
No, and I think we might start a fucking, I don't even want to concentrate on that. Let's just move on.
Oh, hey, look.
What?
Broken up with, but became more independent and strong being left alone with my bubba.
With the baby?
Yeah.
Huge.
There you go. Good woman.
Love that.
See, yeah. No, I wasn't given as much credit as deserved. Yeah, but that's great. Like, do you know?
That's fantastic. That's what I mean. Best bit was my husband and my children. That is so fucking cute and wholesome. Worst bits, my dad passed away 3 weeks after being diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, no.
And my mother-in-law died 3 weeks later. Fucking shit year. Fuck, that is a that's a big fucking yikes. God bless you now.
God. Somebody here said she ended an 11-year unhealthy relationship.
Ooh, fuck
but
me.
It made her stronger for me and my little girl. Ah,
cute. Working on yourself.
Yeah, well, if it was unhealthy, then
there you go. At least you identified that.
More power for you. Yeah,
identified
exactly.
That. This is a Christmas present. Oh, it's quite funny though. I will read it out. I never thought I'd have a funny present, but yet here we are, Christmas 2020, the year my 80-year-old granny gifted me a rape alarm. I'm a security guard and she's worried about me standing on them street corners.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So big plus to 2020. Oh. Hey, guys. Thanks for the laughter and the shit show of a year.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sorry, that was another thing though I forgot to say. Best Patreon. We only started Patreon this year.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And what a little community that we have over there.
Jesus.
We only started in Feb.
Yeah.
And now we've got an absolute cracking.
Yeah.
Proud of the work.
A cracking set.
Cracking shit. Unbelievable shit there. If you're looking for something new, go over there. My worst was not being able to be with my family through my dad's surgery and treatment for cancer. But the best is him getting the all clear in time for Christmas.
Oh, amazing.
Bonus best bit, myself and the husband not murdering each other through a pandemic and two lockdowns.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Come on 2021. The only way has to be upright. Manic laughter.
I love it.
As if everything, the world's like, oh, it's over. It's 2021. Oh, no, we forget about all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget about all that.
A girl here said, right, she got, let me find the first one because it's a three-parter. So she got married in a hospice in Letterkenny wearing a boohoo dress and shoes. It was perfect.
Love it.
We had 5 days to plan it with 18 people. It was pure perfection. Dad passed on April 8th, but he got to walk me up the aisle. A girl's dream.
That is gorge.
So I think she got married in the hospice where dad was. That's
such a sweet. That's a gorgeous
like
wedding.
It's a bittersweet thing.
But it's a gorgeous little memory. Like isn't that's it? Yeah, that's after making me
that's
a bit lovely.
Emotional. Yeah, your eyes are kind of tearing up. Tiger King, can't believe it only came out in March though. It feels like so long ago. Remember that was the big thing.
Remember the Tiger King version of lockdown is different to the banana bread version of lockdown. It's different.
Do you know what it was, right? In March, everyone was like, get to work from home. Don't have to sit in traffic. No school.
Deadly.
I love the drama, mate.
Yeah, it was different.
Looking at Italy.
It's like getting a snow day.
It was the fucking looking at the figures every day. It felt like the Hunger Games where people, you know, like the thing came up on your phone at the end of the day. And it was the drama of it. And I think people were kind of like, oh, this is a bit mad.
Yeah.
A bit different from normal. Kind of like the Beast from the East, you know?
Yeah.
And we're like, everybody was kind of like, but then it all went downhill from there. The first lockdown, I think, was quite good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There was different phases of the lockdown, wasn't there? There was kind of like, we had the highs, the lows, like the first few weeks of working from home, I was like, what is this crack?
Well, I didn't get that, but I suppose I was on maternity leave for the first
part. You fucking didn't want that.
Oh, and I can fucking hardly work from a pharmacy from home.
Try Abbas, girl.
Do your best.
Best part of 2020 was Adam King on The Late Late Show. What a wonderful young fella. The worst bit was the second lockdown. The impact on people's mental health was so immense that we'll be dealing with it for years. People lost loved ones and jobs, and their rites of passage through mourning were impacted because they couldn't have proper funerals, and people who lost their jobs may find it difficult to get another one.
Yeah,
I think that's been a bit of a bit of a shitter.
I know.
Bit of a shitter.
Quite a lot of people in the box that filled in the box on my Instagram bought houses.
A lot of people in mine bought houses.
Somebody actually said, and I don't know because I don't know whether so many people filled this out that's actually been pushed back, but I saw one earlier on my break, and it was they were saving for a wedding. The wedding got cancelled, so they bought a house.
Oh, love it.
And now they have to resave for the wedding.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Hmm. I know if I had to pick one, I'd pick
the house, yeah.
One thing that I will say, and that's just from dealing with brides and working with brides throughout this year, is I feel like the meanings of weddings actually came back because we had gotten a bit too buck wild.
They were very intimate, weren't they? Like,
they were so intimate. They were gorgeous. It was my best friend's wedding in September. There was 50 of us. It was the most perfect. That was actually probably, like, if I was to pick a highlight of the year, that was probably one. It was like we were in our own little bubble for 3 days.
Mm.
At that wedding in that castle, and it was fantastic. And I feel like the actual true meaning of weddings came back for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I loved how resilient my brides were, but I also loved like their stories and chatting with them and like that kind of day. And they'd just been like, fuck it, at the end of the day, it's about me getting married, isn't it? And I was just like, yeah. Because, like, I mean, me and you we wouldn't have the popular opinion, I suppose, about weddings and all that kind of crack.
Yeah.
So it can kind of, because it's almost like we're going back into an echo chamber when we talk about weddings. But I do feel like just from working in the industry, working with brides for so long, we had gotten to this kind of point of, who is this for? What's that for?
Yeah.
Who's
that
for? Because it's not fucking for you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would be stressed out of your bollocks. You know? So I will say that.
This person here got a new job after years of hating what they were doing, and now they don't start their day by counting the hours down.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I absolutely love that. Best of 2020 is my Euro a Day vault. Thanks, Carla. Forgot about it until this week.
Oh, nice. How much have you got?
Nice one.
Nice.
How much do you got? Actually, will I check mine? How much do I have in mine?
Check our vault.
I don't know what we're talking about. We had a savings episode.
Yeah.
Where I gave my
Revolut vault.
I gave my top tip of setting up a Revolut vault to put a euro a day in. Where is my euro a day? Where is she? Come here.
Come here to me, baby.
Come here. Where the fuck is she? Oh, 266.
Nice.
There you go.
Very nice. I don't have enough in my Revolut for that. I always just end up spending it on, like, if I know that there's money in it, I just tap my phone.
You're like,
yeah, babe, here you go, take my money. Worst was COVID, but best was our reaction to COVID. We came together well, and I'm so proud of what we did. I agree and I disagree. There are some fuckers out there that are just making it impossible for others.
Yeah,
kind of, let's like get this at bay. you know?
Yeah, well, I do think, look, we're going to follow the rules, but we're not all going to be like 100% to them. Like,
yeah.
Which is, I think, human fucking nature.
Yeah, no, that's true. But yeah, then you have people with platforms that are like, fucking, I'm not closing my business.
No, don't even. Shannon, small business owner. She's my fave.
Who?
Shannon, small business owner. Have you not seen that?
Oh, this is the comedian. Yeah, no, I love that one. Yeah, no, favorite. That's, but it's such a good representation of.
Oh,
some people live. Like,
I am looking at science. I am looking at the statistics. I'm looking at facts. I'm looking at experts. None of that makes sense to me.
Yes. No, I'm absolutely all for the fact that your business is taking a hit. Nobody fucking wants that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Nobody's out to, you know, make your life a living hell when it comes to your business. But there's a bigger picture here.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
And, like, they're not the only one.
That's
like, I do, but I do feel for them, so I can kind of say, oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Worse, lockdown away from being a fat bastard. You're allowed.
Yeah.
You're allowed. Absolutely. Look, never feel shy about. The one thing that you can kind of fuck out the gap this year is body image. Like, it's just one of those things that you just this, for this pandemic, just not a thing that you need to worry about.
As well, like, your body is just a fucking vessel. Seriously, it's not you.
Yeah. It's,
you are not your way.
No, you're not. And look,
you're a fucking amazing person, so.
We've said this plenty of times. There really is, like, this whole, like, sexual attraction and the way that you look and all that other kind of crack. Like, you legitimately are not going to remember that when you're 60. No, like, you're not going to look back and be like, when I was 28, I was wearing that sexy bikini. No, you're really not. And it's such a fickle thing.
Hmm.
It's such a short amount of our lifespan. If you think, like, you know, let's say we all live till we're 90. 30 of those years, not even 30 of those years, probably like 25 of those years,
yeah,
you cared about your body, and after that you kind of just enjoyed your life.
Yeah, exactly.
So just maybe take that into account.
Take it into account and just enjoy your life no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be putting yourself down or feeling down because, it's obviously easier said than done, but just do try and have that mind frame that it's not going to matter.
Yeah, like your looks, like, are going to mature.
Back on your life.
Yeah. No. Everything's going to mature. Your looks are going to mature. Your, you know, acceptance is going to mature as well. Yeah. So,
okay. I have an unpopular opinion here on this one. Ooh. Best bits was Normal People, Tony, Simon and Leo together, the power team. Worst was COVID-19. Why do people celebrate Tony so much? Like, don't call him a hero when he's the fucking, like, the reason for this cervical smear scandal. No,
yeah, I think the problem is we've fucking short memories. People, like, are like, seriously? Leo Varadkar. I'm like, homelessness. Oh my god, fucking, we hate nurses. Like, what is going on? But at the same time, I'm like,
and like, props to them for doing what they do well, like that.
Yeah, thank fuck.
Yeah, Jesus, like, we, you know, in this year we would have been lost without them. But like, I don't feel like fuck, they're doing the fucking job. Do you know what I mean? Don't treat Tony Houlihan as a fucking hero when literally women are dying because their fucking smear tests were ignored.
Look, I think it's hard. I understand what you're saying. I think if I was Taoiseach and I'd done all this fucked up stuff and then there was a makeup pandemic and I acted quite well, I would expect that because it's where I'm qualified. You know what I mean? It's what I do well. Like, it's like the thing. But I'm just like, or we could maybe look at New Zealand.
Get fucking Jacinda over. Can we have her? Can we have her?
Fuck's sake.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. She's coming in on the drafts. I don't care what anybody says. We're drafting her in.
I cannot understand why there's not more women in power.
I know, and it's so funny. I was only talking about this, like, the other day.
They have the place sorted. Now, Germany, different story. But
We won't talk about that one.
I mean, there are examples to be made of New Zealand and their leadership.
Yeah, look, I mean, that bitch playing a blinder.
She fucking gave birth.
I know.
As well.
She's just like,
she's my idol.
I know. You're like, I love her. Well, what an idol to have.
Seriously.
Yeah, people are looking up to fucking Kim Gay.
Yeah, no, seriously.
You're there like, I love her.
Yeah. I just, now the whole, like,
I do understand. Look, I totally get it. I think there was times where we played a blinder. I feel like that rapidly decreased. I feel like at the start we were very good. I feel like we haven't kept the pace up. Good old Michal hasn't a fucking breeze.
No, in fairness, when Fianna Fáil took over, the outlook was bleak. It was better when Fine Gael were in, although Fine Gael are still arseholes.
And they're still kind of in.
They're still kind of in. Like, Leo just comes on to spread the good news. Do you know what I mean? Leo would just be dying to get out with the doll just to tell everybody the positive news, and then fucking poor old Michal has to come out and give the bleep.
Michal's like, oh fuck, I forgot I said yes to this. I have to be out here apparently. I have some notes that I have to read to you, so just bear with me. And then I will just disappear again.
Oh, stop it.
God bless.
And then like the health minister, it was Stephen Donnelly. He just goes fucking missing until there's good news as well.
Yeah, I know. He's like, anyway,
we're
hate student nurses? Yeah. He's like,
he comes back. Like, he went missing for a while there, and then the vaccine was announced, and
he was like, hi, how are you? Yeah. Well, how are you getting on?
Oh, stop, fucking hell. Fell down the stairs, broke my ankle in January. So that was our worst. Best. Ooh. My son was home from uni for Christmas.
Good time to break your ankle? No? Yes? No? Never a good time to break your ankle.
No, they were the best 3 months of the year.
Oh, shit.
January, February and March. It's literally the 16th because my mum had just got home from holidays and then the lockdown was announced.
I remember watching it on Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
I remember fuming because I was supposed to be off Paddy's Day, but I had to work it in the end. Well,
everybody, I think... knew that shit was hitting the fan when Paddy's Day was cancelled.
Yeah.
Because we were looking at Italy. It was like, ooh, will it, won't it?
But I was chomping at the bit. I was like, put a candle's fucking Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, bollocks. Yeah. One last session.
Yeah, no, it was. It was like, oh shit.
Mm. Worst, Rihanna and SZA not dropping an album is a hate crime.
Okay.
I would have to agree. I would love to live at the pace of Rihanna. She just does her own thing.
I don't follow her.
No, I don't follow her, but I see things about her and I check up on her every so often.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't even check up on her now.
And I would love to just live at that pace.
Yeah.
Girl hasn't dropped an album in like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah, no, she's still very relevant. Like.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't give a fuck. She's literally like... And every time somebody says something, she'll like put back a smarmy comment every so often. Yeah. She's like, you're boring me.
I love it. Oh, stop. Had my third baby in April, alone because of restrictions, but all good. Oh, God. Worst was my nana still hasn't held him. And I think that's a lot for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's very tough, isn't it?
Yeah, no, because we have, like, new little family members that we haven't seen yet and probably won't for a good while.
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible, isn't it? They can't just have a fucking normal get-together.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, there's been so much round, but...
I feel like, though, we are just going to appreciate everything so much more.
On the rip.
When it comes out, which is, and rightly so, because, like you said earlier on, there's people who have it worse, people who have it worse, you know, like, there is kind of...
There is so much, like,
there is a reality check that needs to be had by a lot of people.
People are dying.
Yeah, no, definitely. And look, everybody's problems are relative to them.
Yeah.
But a bit of perspective and... a reality check, I think, especially in this day and age, because everything is so fucking materialistic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's... Now, my spending has gone out of control, but at the same time...
Yeah. I've done the opposite. I'm delighted.
I know. Mm. Bitch. Fucking bitch. A lot of new jobs.
A lot of
new jobs, which I'm really into. Because I think that was another thing. It was like, right, I'm fucking miserable in this pandemic. I'm not going to be miserable at work as well.
Yeah.
Go you.
Well done.
Go you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the best was spending time with my wife and kids because I never really got to because of work. Worst was spending time with wife and kids because he wrecked me head. See, that's the thing as well.
Oh, here, listen. I'll look, like, lads, I'll look back in 5 years' time. I'll be like, do you remember 2020? It was beautiful. Me and Ray were just so close.
Yeah.
Just me and my sister was just great, whatever. And this year, I'm like, I would happily never see these people.
Yeah, like, I know.
I'd happily see them once a year. But I think that is all, it's all relative. I think we'll look back and, like, it will be one of those things. I saw all these memes earlier being like, imagine being a child in school and trying to learn off what happened in 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. I've too many to say in this because we'll end up going on like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this one. Best bit was having a new baby to add to the kids in February, but the worst bit was homeschooling the pricks. Love it.
Oh.
That fucking Aladdin app. Jesus.
Oh my God. I can't imagine what it's like. And so many people as well buying gaffs.
Oh, stop. I can't wait to buy my gaff.
I've already talked about this. Place gonna be on wheels.
Place gonna be on wheels.
Gonna be on wheels. Chuffery is all having babies and all. I feel like everyone was up the duff at some point this year.
The amount of engagements at Christmas.
Yeah.
I always see people saying, oh my God, it's not been engagements, but I never actually witnessed it.
Really? But no, there was a shit ton.
My timeline now this year was just like, just gotta get, like, I was wrecked from typing congratulations.
Really? Yeah. Really kicked off.
A lot of people who I already thought were engaged.
Yeah. People that I kind of forgot weren't.
Yeah. And I was like older people. And I was like, okay, this is obviously just the times that we're living in.
You set a date, or you're setting a date. That was a big thing.
We're setting a date. That is a big thing. It was actually really sweet.
That was so gorge. I thought that was the cutest thing that I'd seen. I thought it was lovely. I thought it was so, so lovely.
He handed me a card and it said to my parents, like on the envelope. And it's like, it was a wedding card. Like a card that you would get somebody
for their wedding. He is a bit.
It's very sentimental.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
I only realised that this year he's low-key.
Yeah, in the closet.
Tom wants to be celebrated for being sentimental. Adam's just low-key.
Yeah, no, Adam doesn't... Nobody knows the Adam that I know.
Yeah.
Not even his exes, nice. I'd say.
Oh, no, Jen. Woo!
No, just because it's like we're fucking going into year 13 now. You know, he just... like, nobody knows Adam. The Adam that I know.
Yeah.
That's... whether it's really him or not, I don't know. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was the real Adam. But... He handed me the card and said congratulations on the wedding, and it was like from the perspective of Bobby. Aww. And he was like, me and Junior and Messi had a conversation, we think you should be married and we should all be Hubberts.
How come you did? Are you going to be Hubbert?
I don't know.
Don't get rid of Hatton, Jen.
Oh no, my poor little da. There's no fellas to carry on the name apart from my nephew.
Did your sister?
No, she didn't officially change her name, but I suppose Connor. Yeah, well, Connor, because he's not. Like, they're a blended family, so.
Oh, I feel you.
He'll always be Hatton, but, she has the option to change it. No, she hasn't changed it now. I don't know if she will or not, but, like, she can't really do much more carrying on, if you get me.
Yeah, I feel you.
Neither can I, so.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That's so lovely.
Now, the house is the priority. I'm not, like.
How come he's never set a date before?
Just didn't. It wasn't a priority. I always said that I would rather be living in my house before getting married. It just wasn't a priority. It wasn't that I was like dying, like I was chomping at the bit for Adam to say something, or he was, you know, it was never on like that. It was just no interest. It was just like, oh, we're engaged now. That's enough. You know, that's grand. One day, no, pressure.
Yeah.
Around like that. But it will be, like, obviously, and it's now that we have Bobby as well, it's a bit more of a priority just for him, like.
Yeah, I get you.
Just because of society and all that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, we just never did. Like, I will put a few bits together. I have an idea of what I want. It's definitely not going to be conventional. 100% not.
What's going to be?
It's going to be in a forest.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
A forest?
Yeah.
In Ireland?
Yeah. Somewhere up near Glendalough, I'd say.
Really?
Woodland, kind of, yeah.
No, Wicklow kind of vibe.
Yeah. And I will look very bohemian.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be flowy.
It'll be all very...
It'll be all very chilled.
Another Baba?
I don't know. I do want to have my kids close together, but at the same time, Bobby's just...
He's a lad. He's a fucking... He's a whole different thing.
Yeah. He's a different story.
Cute.
Yeah, so there we go.
I think that was a lovely thing to end on.
Yeah, no, it was nice.
One piece of good news.
That was nice. Hopefully, very early next year, I'll be saying, I got approved for the mortgage.
Yeah. And okay, let's just take you down a notch. It's not even about being approved. It's about buying a fucking house.
Yeah. Well, no, being approved for me now would be...
I never celebrated getting approved. I'm thankful I didn't, because I'm still here.
Yeah. Now, getting approved for me now, because I would have the fear of not even getting approved in the first place. So, if we get approved now, I'd be delighted with myself. And we have absolutely no qualms about moving into a fucking dive and just putting the work in over the years, you know?
Very true.
So, I think, hopefully it'll be.
It will be. It'll be perfect.
It'll be soon enough, you know.
Be gorgeous.
Everyone, thank you so much for the support during the year. We really appreciate every single person that listens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for such a great year. Thanks for all of your...
Yeah, great year for us. Great year for this. Great year for the podcast.
For the podcast, yeah. I feel like it really kind of...
Probably should have celebrated that.
Got momentum. Yeah, we should have. Yeah. Should have had a little Christmas party, but sure. Look.
Maybe we should have celebrated that at the start of the episode rather than wait until the end.
Yeah, sorry. No, thank you for all of your contributions, for getting involved, for watching the stories, for keeping Carla very busy on the Instagram.
Keeping me going.
No, and all of your stories and your DMs and filling in the boxes, it's been great crack.
Yeah.
It really has. We really enjoy it. And I will say a separate one on Patreon for anybody who's signed up, but thank you very much. We just really appreciate it.
Yeah. Love yous loads.
We really hope 2021
is... You're changing our lives slowly but surely.
Yeah. We really hope that 2021 is going to be better for absolutely everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just fucking smash it.
Let's just fucking buy out the
Let's pair. Concentrate on ourselves. Let's fucking smash it. Next week, we'll definitely be talking about resolutions, I'd say.
Yeah, because like, they're gas.
Let's just, they're gas. And let's just be real positive as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody be fucking jumping jacks at the end of the episode, John.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much. Happy New Year. Bye.